Carl and I traveled to Europe a great many times, I think maybe 9 times in all. And we had friends, two sets of friends in Bavaria. One, the Spieler clan, and that's a whole separate story, but we always tried to visit them on any trip to Europe. And the other was the MacWilliams, Rebecca and Harry and family in Munich. And it was on one of these trips that we went back to Nuremberg, which was Carl's birth city. And Carl had many, many memories from his childhood in Nuremberg, including climbing various hills around a certain castle, which was very near where he lived. Well, when we got there, first of all, they weren't hills, they were little bumps. And it wasn't a full-blown castle, but his memory was only partly right. But one of the things that we did was to actually find the apartment building that he lived in. And this was that he lived in between ages 0 and 8 years old. And we were very excited about this because Nuremberg had been severely bombed by Allied forces during the war, and a huge chunk of the central part of the city had been completely destroyed, with a few exceptions here and there, which included his building. So there's his apartment building and maybe 2 or 3 other buildings close by, and the rest of it was all reconstructed. Mm-hmm. Well, we very gingerly and timidly rang the bell of the super at the apartment building, and I'll give him a name, Herr Kraus, opens the door, and yes, and Carl in German, of course, says that he lived in this house when he was a baby, and the superintendent was absolutely thrilled. Oh my goodness, come in, Herr Goldschmidt, come in, Frau Goldschmidt. And to which he said, much to our utter delight, that the apartment that Carl had been born in and lived in those 8 years was in the process of being renovated. So it was empty, therefore the superintendent could actually bring us to the apartment, which was, I don't remember, a 3rd or 4th floor. And up we went. I think it was stairs, so I don't think it was an elevator building. I think it was stairs, so probably maybe we walked up 2 flights of stairs. And we come into that apartment, and what a thrill. I, who was just married to Carl, was as thrilled as he to stand in the very, very room that he was born in. Mm-hmm. And there was a little terrace kind of a thing, not exactly terrace, but a little thing jutting out from the building, mm-hmm. that Carl remembered. In fact, I think I have pictures of Carl standing out there as a toddler. Mm-hmm. And so we saw that little extra area. And when we were finished and we were ready to leave, the superintendent ushered us out and took us downstairs again and thanked us profusely for doing this. And we thanked him profusely. And we were just getting ready to actually leave when the superintendent had already gone back to his apartment when he called out to us from his landing, Herr Goldschmidt, Herr Goldschmidt, and whatever the word wait is in German, said, wait, wait. And he came down holding a bag of Lebkuchen, which is a specialty of Nuremberg, and he said that his daughter works in the Lebkuchen factory and we should have these. And we were thrilled. It was wonderful. Oh, and I had experienced Lebkuchen many times because that was a holiday treat at Carl's parents' home every Christmas season. So that was wonderful.
Good question. Do you remember what year?
What?
When?
When we were doing this?
Yeah.
It was probably in the 80s.
Okay.
But this is something else that I can check against my book.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Carl was born?
In 1923.
Okay. So it's possible that he was already 60 when he did this?
Yes.
Could have been 83.
Could have been.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, when we were there in 83. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.